Glad you're here. What do you think this is about? You ever seen this kind of this table before? Yeah? What do you think it's about? You forgot? Any of you guys know? Well, let me tell you a little story from the Bible. There was this day when Jesus was almost about to be at the end of his time with his friends, and they needed to eat dinner, and it was a very special dinner called the Passover. And so Jesus asks his friends, where are we going to meet and eat the Passover dinner? Because it was the morning when they were supposed to have that dinner that night, and his friends didn't know. So he said, go into the city, and you'll see a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him to his house, and there is an upstairs room where we can have our dinner together. And that evening, before Jesus sat down to eat, he took a towel. See all of them sitting around? He took a towel and poured some water into a pan, and began to wash their feet. Because they all went around with, they didn't have shoes and socks like we do. They went around, if maybe they wore sandals, and sometimes they were barefooted. Yeah, like flip-flops. And their feet got all dirty. And it didn't feel good. And so Jesus did a very special thing by helping them. He's done that. Huh? Well, it was water at first. Maybe it was water later. I mean, oil later. It was water at first. Washed their feet so they would be clean. And after he was finished with that, it says, Jesus took a loaf of bread and thanked God for the food, and he shared it with everybody. And he said, this is my body. I'm going to be broken like this bread in a minute. A few minutes, I'm going to take this piece of bread and break it. See? This is Jesus, and we're going to remember Jesus said, this is my body, like this bread is broken for you. And he, everybody ate some of it, like we're going to do. And then he said, if you took a cup like this, it wasn't this pretty of a cup. But it took a cup like this and gave them something to drink and said, this is like my blood. It's poured out for many people. My death will seal the new peace between God and his people. When the meal was over, they left the house and walked to an orchard of olive trees called Gethsemane. And he prayed, and then he met the bad people came and got him. And when we, as a church, we come and we have this meal, this communion, the Lord's Supper, we think about Jesus telling us that this is where we are going to meet him, this is where we see him, this is where we are, who he is, what he does, okay? So we're going to think about that in a little while. You guys are staying in church today, right? So we're going to all be part of this together. So you think about that when we have communion. So let's pray. You know how we do this. I'll say words and you say amen. Okay? Bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Pray in Jesus' name. Thank you.
We have